When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was gonna have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Good having you with us. As always, it's good having you with us, I guess. It's time to kick it off with a brief little weather report. And it's taking its merry old time. At least we're still signed in, at least. Not like it really matters. Ugh. Anyway, right now in Dallas, it is 52 degrees outside of broken clouds. I don't know if you can hear me that well, but there's like some stuff in my mouth. That might have taken care of it, I don't know. But anyway, later today it's going to be raining with 59 high, low 48. Tuesday it's going to be also raining with 57 high, 48 low. Wednesday, it's saying it might actually be sunny, with 70 high, 43 low. So here comes our summer, after all. Although, admittedly, the summer solstice doesn't start until June 21st, so there you go. Thursday, it'll be cloudy with 75 high, 46 low. Friday, it'll be a record-breaking 81 high and 50 low, so that's interesting. Sunny, of course. And then on Saturday, it'll be cloudy with 75 high, 52 low. These are in Fahrenheit, by the way. And that's on Saturday, by the way. And then on Sunday, it'll be cloudy with 73 high, 48 low. And there you go. That's the weather forecast here in town. Also, I posted some Class of 2014 10th Reunion photos. They're available on our website at tfxradio.rf.gd for you guys. They were posted on yesterday, apparently, by the way, so check them out while you're at. They're courtesy of Chris Staccato. Anyway, I guess now we're going to look up some news now. So do it this way then. I would just use the other newspaper, but they're, I don't really seem interested in it right now. Besides, at least this way I can get more local stuff anyway. Why is Monmouth Avenue closed on the Western Oregon campus? That was posted yesterday. Seems kind of tempting, but not really interesting in it. Okay, apparently it's stuck on a certain link. Okay, I got that fixed. I just had to hover over the CNET page. It worked just fine. Don't know why Chrome likes to do that. Oh, no, it's doing it again. Alright, let's just read the first story. Which I don't think it's going to let us read anyway without pain. So that's very unfortunate. Let's try this. Yeah, let's read the Polkayo story, because I don't think Statesman Journal will let us read stories without pain. The Majestic Event Center in Dallas has changed ownership for just the fifth time in the last four decades. And even then, I don't think we're going to have enough time to read this. We might have to segregate this into two parts. Well, it looks... Well, we might try. Lauren Vengus and husband Jose have long eyed the facility since, well, forever. Having lived and grown up in Dallas her whole life, Laura said she regularly pestered Ray Stratton, who has owned the Majestic since it purchased it from Kurt and Victoria Breeze in 2014. We asked him several times, "Are you gonna sell? Are you gonna sell?" And he finally did, Laura said, adding they closed the deal on March 1st of this year. "I love planning. I know the potential it has." He never advertised. I advertised and it blew up. Open dates for weekend rental quickly filled up through the summer months at the Thin Gym, Laura said. At 6,200 square feet, the Majestic came equipped with the tables and chairs to comfortably seat 300. Previous owners, from Gene and Carolyn Hall in 2008 to Merrill Pitkiewicz in 1984, have envisioned a space for multiple uses, including silent movie theater, church school, mini mall, dance studio, performing arts studio, a recording studio, and even a concert venue. A financial advisor for Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Laura quickly became a member of Dallas Area Chamber of Commerce to help promote her new business. I like her, by the way. I'm working with them to help bring people in to see it, because not a lot of people have seen inside it. They don't know it's here, she said. I'm sorry if I'm not reading it so well. I apologize. Renowned for its disco ball and sheer curtains across the ceiling, Laura sees the Majestic as perfect for weddings and birthdays. Her own daughter had her quinceanera party there, movie nights, and even as a roller rink. Yes, and even the event center still comes completely stocked with vintage roller skates. Interesting. I've already had a skate night for just one couple, she said. That was kind of cool. They came in, skated a couple hours, and just left. The amenities for rentals include a small kitchen to heat up food brought by renters. No cooking, as it's not a commercial kitchen. Full-service bar, garbage service, internet, Wi-Fi, yep, and they're working to upgrade the sound system as well. The Majestic even came with a hair salon and an apartment upstairs for tenant possibilities. And with lots of parking at its 976 Main Street location in Dallas, Laura sees this location as perfect too. All her plans, however, were nearly derailed when just 6 weeks after acquiring the Majestic, Laura received a call on April 11th that someone had tried to set the building on fire. A transistent had set fire to the only wooden part of the brick building near the back entrance. I had my first anxiety attack that day. I never had one before. It was horrible, Laura said. My husband made me feel better. He fixed everything. We had a wedding last weekend to prepare for, and that was kind of close. She said the Dallas Public Library staff next door called the fire to 911. Then they called Laura. I came in from work. It was really smoky inside. The wall had smoke damage. That was all, she said. We were lucky. If it would have been gone for an air hour, it probably would have been gone on the inside. I think we'll just go over with this segment. Her family and friends mobilized to help her and Jose to make the interior like new again. The Dallas Police Department has been great. The fire department was great, too. This family is great, Laura gushed. The going rate for the Majestic is $158 an hour, and anyone plans to be a regular client, Laura said they can make a discount deal as well. For bigger parties that span an entire weekend, Loris said the Majestic could be rented out Friday for Sunday for just $1,700. But that's just for bigger parties. You already have to decorate and have vendors, but want to relax after your party. You don't want to clean. I do most of the cleaning. Just pick up your stuff. No sleeping or mopping, she said. And if that wasn't enough of a sales pitch, the Majestic even has a bandstand stage for entertainment options. We haven't taken it out yet. It's huge, she admitted. Now, she doesn't have a webpage yet for the Majestic, but all of the contact information is available on their Facebook page. Just search the Majestic Event Center Dallas on Facebook. Word of mouth has also been working well. No matter what the event, give us a call. We can accommodate. I'm trying to work with everyone, she added. And there you go. That's the Majestic there. I would print it as a PDF, but I just don't really feel like doing that right now. Okay, why is it on there? There we go. Anyway, I'm sorry we went over there, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys. So, there you go. Anyway, let's just put this commercial in really quick. I think I'm gonna make the music a surprise, guys, unfortunately. Like it or lump it. Anyway, music will be surprised. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Ain't It Fun by Paramore, and She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer, otherwise known as 5SOS, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, now I think we're going to say goodbye to Snorlax and choose our new research site. Right here on Pokemon Sleep, and ironically, I have my door open just so Aunt Lou could hear me. I usually don't do that too often, but I'm doing it. And yes, I did take this out of silence to be able to hear it. Actually, let me turn this up a little bit so you can hear it better. Yeah, let's just cancel all that, because I begrudgingly did not track my sleep last night. I really wish I did. But, yeah, we'll just leave the man alone. Let's just, I don't think there's really anything here we have to do, so let's just choose our next research site. If you leave the site in since you have selected, will be removed. Well, how do I remove the incense? I can't! That is not good. Well, yeah, this is a problem. I put incense out last night, and I was really upset about last night. I was like banging on the wall about it and whatever. It was not pretty sight. The incense will be removed. You know what? Let's just do it. We have no option at this point. I guess it's just gonna be garbage now. If I get an S rating, that's all I care about. I'm more worried about getting a Satisfactory rating or whatever. It was Master 10, of course. Oh, I got an A rating. That's good. I think it gave me an A because I didn't track my sleep on Sunday, but that was my fault, but A's better. I mean, it could have been S, but it would have been S if I tracked my sleep on Sunday, but at least this isn't B, or C, or even D for that matter, or especially F. Remember you kids when you got the F grade in high school? Don't get me started on that. But basically what it gave me was some handy candy, so there you go. But anyway, we gotta choose our new site now. We're just gonna choose the site that has the least, not that, we're gonna choose the lowest one. We're just gonna go back to Top of Hollow. Probably that one, yeah. Since there's no event going on. Alright, I'm gonna make a note of this. He wants Lepa berries, Figgy berries, and Citrus berries. He wants Gurries and Stews. I'll have to swap out some of my Pokemon. Alright, so Pokemon here. Edit teams. Well, actually, I can put my sleep diet in now, actually. At least so they can recover their sleep, at least. Not doing that. But, yeah, this is saying Monday the 3rd, but I think it's supposed to say Monday the 3rd. Okay, maybe I can do this. I think it wasn't letting me do it before, because it forced me to say goodbye to Snorlax. Alright. You know what, I'm just gonna tell it I... Just for button punishment, I'm just gonna tell it I went to bed at 11:35 p.m. Which is basically when those late night shows on TV start. And then on June 3rd, I'll tell it I woke up at 6:50. Which is basically when I woke up, not by choice. Thank you, Amazon. Yes, I'm talking about that black hucky puck, because they always call it. Alright, let me check my bag really quick. Not a lot here to see. Could probably use the, ingredient tickets. There we go. Yeah, see, I only got 85 sleep score, but I did sleep data, huh? Do I really need to do that? My Pokeball's over there, but I don't think there is anything. Now we'll try. Yep, nothing. It just takes us here to Pikachu now, so we'll just head out here. Alright. Now, basically what I was going to do was, I was going to edit my team really quick. I think I do need at least one fire type on here. They do have their energy restore, so that's good. Let's swap you out for this one now. Yeah. I know it's low level, but whatever. Alright. We'll swap back out the Kulea now. Even though he doesn't really have a whole lot of energy. Yeah, I think we might keep Entei and Ninetales alone for now. Guess that's good enough. Back. Anyway, I'm gonna turn this down for now, and, we are going to take a commercial break. And we're going to do the second part of Pokemon Sleep at 8:40 a.m. And by the way, we're going to do Food Talk and, TMZ, Celebrity News at 9:20 and 9:40 a.m., by the way. If you were wondering. Sorry about that, I didn't mean to do that. Well, or music. Let's put in Fancy by Iggy Azalea. And hurry up. Nico and Vince, am I wrong, I guess? I don't know. If it don't work, but I wanted to save that for their time. But whatever. Anyway, I guess we'll just play that, I guess. Anyway, I guess coming up is Iggy Azalea and Nico and Vince. And after that will be the second part of Pokemon Sleep. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. By Iggy Azalea, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Let's turn this back up now. As always, and we're now going to feed Snorax. Now, I've already done a few things behind the scenes and everything, but yeah, he's already at basic 2, of course. But now, we're going to feed him breakfast. Yes. And by the way, that recovery incense and luck incense, they were not burned, by the way. They're just back in my bag. But anyway, we're gonna choose a recipe. We'll just do, no recipe. We'll just do our own thing. Maybe we'll do fancy apple curry again. I better save those apples. Save the sausage too. No, we're not gonna add more. It's just a basic breakfast for now. $2.914 ain't that bad. Then gonna be up to level 16, I will admit, but oh well. You should have seen the dish I cooked last night, by the way. It was 26,301. I am not kidding. It was that big. It was crazy. But yeah, you have to offer a Pikachu apple. He sure loves those. Alright, I think that's all we can do here now. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Yeah, that's all. Yep, nothing here to see, folks. It's only been 3 minutes now. Well, I mean, I guess we could level up my Entei at least. Oh, wait a minute. I think we'll do it for here. Level up. Level 30 at least. And it looks like it's not gonna happen. Oh, at the very least, I can get him up to level 27. Thank you. I think that's it. Oh, hold up. That might be it now. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Alright. What was this? Oh, cool. I give you an ingredient ticket. Nice. Should have used that ahead of time, but well. Anyway, I gotta take my meds, guys. Let's just get out of that. We'll just put the commercial in early, guys. I know it's still kind of early, but whatever. We'll just do this anyway. Coming up in the next segment, we're doing Pokemon Go, by the way. So there you go. Top 40. And we're gonna kick things off with Calvin Harris Summer. And, where's One Republic at? There it is. Counting Stars. There you go. Anyway, I might start the commercial early. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, coming up is Calvin Harris Summer and One Republic Counting Stars. Now, I still got like 3 minutes left. Maybe 2.5, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, I just cooked fancy apple curry for Snorlax earlier, so I hope you enjoyed that. Again, it sucked though that I didn't get to track my sleep data, but I did put it in manually. I just had to wait till I moved to a different research site, which I think is kind of annoying, by the way. But again, these games are quirky like that, let's face it. I think they want us to pay more to get that access to it early, but we're not doing that, okay? Sorry. Anyway, coming up, after commercial break, is Calvin Harris Summer and One Republic Counting Stars. And then after that, we're going to play Pokemon Go. So there you go. Anyway, as always, I am Jesse Hackinson for Monday, June 3rd, 2024, for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, as always. Trying to get some exercise, and you realize my watch wanted me to amplify my move goal a little bit, so that's cool. So there you go. Anyway, I've got probably about a minute left to talk with you. So I'm probably going to trigger it around, a little early, but you get the idea. Anyway, like I said, I got to get some exercise. In fact, I'll probably be going to the pool later today as well, once this morning show's done. So please be suspected that this show will be uploaded much later than usual. In fact, let me check and see if it's not that one. Okay, yeah, I think it's still recording. Yeah, there we go. It's been playing. As long as it's playing, it should be recording, so that's a good sign. The problem was, though, I had to choose a UK server, though, but they said it's the best servers they have. But whatever. Enough chit-chat. Anyway, coming up is Counting Stars by One Republic, and before that will be Calvin Harris Summer. We'll be right back right after this with the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, June 3rd, 2024. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey. Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Anyway, we made the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And I want to apologize for some stuttering in the second half. Maybe the segment, maybe. I hope it doesn't cut off. And especially if it doesn't cut off, because I'm probably going to have to start recording again. So there you go. Because I remember one time it would cut off at this point, so I'm hoping it won't do it this time. I think the server we chose might be a little bit more stable. They said it's the best servers they have, but we'll see. But anyway, let's just go ahead and load up Pokemon Go now. I think this is already out of silence. Yes, it is. Okay. Huh. To be honest with you, I don't think... Okay, you're already healed, so that doesn't matter. I'll worry about you later. I got egg. That's different. Free stars. I'll take it. Still need more candy to evolve it, though. Snatch one of these 5 kilometer eggs now. You invite me to a raid battle. Well, ain't that nice. Oh my god, it's Zapdos! There's only one person there though. Darn it. Yes, I know you invited me, but do I have enough coins? No, I don't. Doesn't matter anyway, because I don't have enough coins to buy a pass anyway. That stinks. At least remote, at least. Well, actually, hold on. Maybe Luxray got me those coins. Hold on. Let's check the shop again. Okay, nope. It must have updated before. Oh, well. Let's claim a reward. Ah, it gave me an egg. Pay reward. Okay, I don't think we can skip this part. Okay, I don't care about AR mapping. We'll leave the free berries to help catch Pokemon alone. I think there was an error mission. Yeah, it was under Shared Skies Timed Research. Yeah, I know. I don't have enough coins to do it, though. To do remote, at least. And by the way, that Zapdos, it was free... Not free, 2 stars I got. In Salem. Yeah, that Zapdos I got in, from a thing in Salem. It was 2 stars, not 3. But since it's a legendary, I keep it anyway. I would really like to do a raid on the air, though, but I just don't see that happening today, guys. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen anyway because it's over with. I just realized that, because it's not even showing up on here now. Well, there isn't... Yeah, it's not even showing up here now. It's just that 5-star one at the Statehood Mural that starts in 6 minutes. That's kind of odd, so it's not even there now. That's very odd. But whatever. We'll probably have to... Oh, we can't even do that. I'm probably gonna have to throw away a bunch of Pokeballs. And probably some Great Balls, too. Don't really want to get rid of the raspberries, but probably as well. That should do the trick. Oh, I just realized, I think I forgot to, yeah, you were free stars. Yeah. That's right. Anyway, I'm gonna evolve the shelter now. Into its second or final form, whatever you wanna call it. Which apparently I did not have, but of course I already knew that, because again, it was grayed out. So I had seen that coming. And you don't have anything for me, boo-hoo. Nice throw! Wonderful! Broke free. Maybe it just doesn't want extra candy. Oh, this time it was a great throw. And it worked. Great. That's what we want to see. Yeah, it's not worth anything. God darn it. Not there. Looks like I still got 6 in gems still. See if we can heal up the rest. Okay, there you are. There you go. Pretty big slacking. I wish I had one, though. There you go. On to the next bit. Ah, I can't do you. There's a raid in progress. Darn it. Oh, we can do Cleaver at least. Yep. Put the same guy in this gym. That's interesting. Do Blissey as well. And last but not least, Salamence. Alright, and that just leaves, I guess that's good enough, yeah. Yeah, you're already fed, darn it. And I guess this would be a good opportunity to take a commercial break. I wasn't even paying attention to time, that's weird. Getting really sucked into the game, guys. Just saying. It hits you in the head, doesn't it? Like a pot in the pan. It does. It really does. That's what it likes to do. We're gonna play Ronnie Grande Problem featuring Iggy Azalea. Yeah, we're playing that again. And after that, we're going to play Sing by Ed Sheeran, which is a good one, in my opinion. So there you go. Anyway, coming up is Sing by Ed Sheeran and Ariana Grande, Problem, featuring Iggy Azalea. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with me, Jesse Atkinson. Wah. Coming up is Food Talk at 9:20 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Grande, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for our next segment, which will be Food Talk. And we're going to read about these soft snickerdoodle cookies. So let's go ahead and do that. That's audio. Give me a tab. Well, no well. Anyway, soft snickerdoodle cookies. These snickerdoodle cookies are so delicious, and they have the best texture. They are so fast to put together, too, you know. I actually got from an old recipe that my great-grandma had clipped out of a newspaper, after all. Grandma always knows best, after all. It's a community pick, by the way. It's ready in 25 minutes. It serves 24. There's 10 ingredients. Here are the ingredients. You'll need 1 cup of butter softened, 1.5 cups of sugar, 2 large eggs, 2 3/4 cups of flour, 2 teaspoons cream of tartar, whatever that is, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 3 teaspoons of cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Got all that? If so, here's directions. First, you want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Second, you want to mix the softened butter, 1.5 cups of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Yeah, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and the two large eggs thoroughly in a large bowl. Third, you want to combine the flour, cream of tartar, baking soda, and salt in a separate bowl. After that, blend the dry ingredients into the butter mixture. Then, chill the dough and chill an ungreased cookie sheet for about 10 to 15 minutes in the fridge. Meanwhile, mix 3 tablespoons of sugar and 3 teaspoons of cinnamon in a small bowl. After that, scoop 1 inch of globs of dough into the sugar-cinnamon mixture. Coat by gently rolling balls of dough in the sugar mixture. Then, place on chilled, ungreased cookie sheet and bake for 10 minutes. Finally, remove from the pan immediately. And there you go, those are soft snickerdoodle cookies recipe. I'm just looking at the Q&A's here. Nothing really too interesting here, so we'll just go back. Wait for it to load up. There we go. Let's see, what we can read now. Impossible peanut butter cookies. We're mainly reading cookie recipes right now. These are the quickest, simplest peanut butter cookies that you'll ever make, and they taste great. It was submitted by Mystery Girl, and it's a community pick. It's ready in 27 minutes. It yields 18 cookies, and there's 4 ingredients. Basically, you just need 1 cup of peanut butter, your choice, just smooth or chunky, whichever you prefer, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1 large egg, and sugar for rolling, but this is optional. There's 5 steps, by the way. I'll go ahead and read them. First, you want to mix the peanut butter, sugar, and egg together until smooth. Second, you want to drop by teaspoon on the cookie sheet, 2 inches apart. If desired, roll in the extra sugar before placing on the cookie sheet. After that, press with the fork. press again in opposite direction. Then, bake 10 to 12 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Finally, do not brown. Do not overbake. And there you go, that's just impossible peanut butter cookies. Although I don't think they're too impossible to cook. There we go. We'll read one more cookie recipe today. Let's try soft molasses cookies. Okay, your cookie jar will be so empty when you make these. Even better the day after. They're very addictive. These are soft molasses cookies. It's a community pick as well. It's ready in 40 minutes. It yields 42 cookies. There's 12 ingredients. It serves 42. Here's the ingredients. You need 3/4 cup of shortening, 3/4 cup of the correct amount, that is, 1 cup packed of brown sugar, 1/2 cup of white sugar reserved for coating raw dough balls, 1 large egg, 1/2 cup of molasses, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, You'll have to see the note below, which I'll mention later. 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of allspice, and 1 teaspoon of nutmeg. Now anyway, here's 9 steps. There's actually 10, but I'm going to read, there's technically 9 steps, but whatever. First, you want to cream together shortening and brown sugar. Second, you want to stir in the egg and molasses and mix well. After that, fold in the dry ingredients and stir. Then, cover and chill until firm for 1 to 2 hours. And then, preheat the oven to 350 degrees, as always. Then, roll the dough into small balls and roll in the white sugar. After that, place on lightly greased cookie sheet and then bake at 350 for 9 to 10 minutes. And then finally, leave on sheet 1 minute until set. Now, here is the note that she mentioned about the 1/2 teaspoon of salt. I changed the amount of salt in here. My original recipe calls for 1 teaspoon of salt, but that may be too much for some. A few people have made it as is the majority with no complaints on salt. However, a few commented it was just too much. I think 1/2 teaspoon of salt can be used with no alterations to the recipe at all. But I will leave it up to you your way. You still win! And that's it for Food Talk, guys. Basically what we did was we read free cookie recipes. We read, trying to think what the first one we read was, snickerdoodle, molasses, and peanut butter. Well, we first read snickerdoodle, peanut butter, and then we read molasses. So there you go. And now we're going to take our commercial now. Well, I'm going to put the commercial in. You get what I'm saying. First time in a while, actually, got to read free recipes. That was pretty nice. Anyway, I got the free mint break in now, so we'll go ahead and put our music in now. Let's see here. Let's save Latch for last. Let's put in, Birthday by Katy Perry. And, Actually, I'm going to put in Love Runs Out by OneRepublic and Timber by Pitbull, because why not? I just wanted to change the order a little bit. Anyway, sorry about that little ding earlier. The computer just likes to do that. just how it's gotta be, guys. If you don't like it, too bad. But coming up in the final segment, we are going to be doing TMZ celebrity news. I don't know if this is gonna work out or not. I may have to go over. I think I might. Probably, yeah, a little bit. But yeah, coming up in the final segment of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, June 3rd, 2024. We're just going to be doing TMZ celebrity news for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, coming up in the final segment is TMZ celebrity news. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Runs out right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's time for the final segment, but oh well. But either way, yeah, it's time for TMZ Celebrity News. Anyway, we're going to kick things off with TMZ Sports. Larry Allen, Dallas Cowboys legend, is now dead at age 52. It's breaking news, by the way. The Dallas Cowboys legend Larry Allen, arguably the best interior offensive lineman in NFL history, has tragically died. The team has announced on Monday that Allen has passed away on Sunday while on vacation with his family in Mexico. No further details surrounding his death were released, though. Let me turn this down in case it's going to start blaring stuff. TMZ likes to do that. The Jones family and the Cowboys have extended their deepest condolences, thoughts, and prayers to the Allen family. The Cowboys have said in a statement, and they grieve along with the many other friends and Cowboys teammates that also have loved Larry. The Hall of Famer joined the Cowboys back in 1994. After the team picked him in the second round of the draft, and quickly, he became one of the best players on the roster. In his first 8 seasons with the star on his helmet, he earned All-Pro honors 6 times and 7 Pro Bowl honors. It didn't take long for Allen to become a fan favorite, too. Especially after the fans saw he could bench press 700 pounds, too. He went on to play a total of 12 years in Dallas, starting 170 total games all across the offensive line. He finished his career in San Francisco, playing 2 more seasons for the 49ers before leaving the NFL following the 2007 campaign. Allen, who won 1 Super Bowl with Dallas, was inducted in the Cowboys Ring of Honor in the Pro Football Hall of Fame shortly after his retirement. He was deeply loved and cared for by his wife, Janelle, whom he referred to as his heart and soul, his daughters Jayla and Oriana, and son Larry III, the Cowboys have said. And the story is still developing, by the way. We might have more details tomorrow. Now we'll move on to InfoWars with Alex Jones. Let's out war cry and also sobs, who's claiming the imminent shutdown. Flying off the handle. Alex Jones has bawled his eyes out this weekend. In the same breath, he let out a scream straight from his bowels, all while claiming his show's on the verge of a shutdown. Check this out. Alex was doing an impromptu InfoWars broadcast this weekend, where he alleged the feds were attempting to raid and confiscate his studio in Austin, Texas, because a day earlier, he said he learned cops were going to padlock the door and kick him out. It's unclear where he's getting this info or what might be behind all this, though. But in any case, he was airing out his frustrations on the show with both a war cry and a full-blown sob fest. Ooh, this is interesting. So for a second there, I was loading a video, but whatever. Again, I muted the headset just in case. Alex is fuming and also emotional, and it's quite the roller coaster. In the last 15 minutes of the broadcast, Alex Jones has buried his face in his hands while ranting it had been a hard fight against his enemies, and that these unnamed foes were out to get him and sink his empire. He also added, "I've been targeted for abuse. I was duped by someone. Federal files in secret have claimed I'm committing crimes, and all the claims against him were untrue." But again, it's not really clear what the hell Alex is talking about. But he's airing the claims of what anyway, further saying he had to sleep in the Dallas studio to stop that location from being padlocked too. And on its face, it seems that this might be about the Sandy Hook judgment as well. Alex has faced a ton of criticism and consequences as well for his claims over the years, especially pertaining to Sandy Hook. He's got a massive $1.5 billion debt to the Sandy Hook families that he hasn't paid in full yet at all yet. Something he's been defiant about since it came down. But as of Monday morning, InfoWars still seems to be up and running anyway. Boo-hoo. Anyway, we'll try to read one more story. We'll just try to read a quick excerpt of it. Cheryl Burke, better be single if you do Dancing with the Stars. The show's a matchmaker, after all. Cheryl Burke's dishing out her most crucial advice for prospective Dancing with the Stars competitors. Be single if you're going to want to come on, because you're bound to fall in love. The Dancing with the Stars alum explained on her Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans podcast that celebs who come on the dancing competition often get involved with their dance partners because the way it's set up is for two people to truly bond and get close physically and mentally. And because stars are constantly rehearsing with their partners, which involves a lot of close contact and vulnerability, Cheryl says it's a recipe for love, which could be bad if you come and take it because your relationship might be doomed. Let me just see how long this story is. Maybe it's quick enough. Maybe it will be. Go away. We'll try reading this. Cheryl says getting close to one another on the show is inevitable, and these celebrities are so vulnerable because in order to succeed, you have to strip it all down, and that alone, I bet you most of these married celebrities have never even done but that with their partners. And when asked such that the golden rule for those eyeing up a spot on the dance floor, the show's seasoned vet quipped, "Be single if you do Dance with the Stars. That's all I'm saying." Cheryl confirmed she had three showmanesses of her own, including one of ex-footy star Chad Ochono Johnson, but insisted they were purely about lust, especially since she didn't think the romances could ever translate IRL. Cheryl's spark with ex-hubby Matthew Lawrence was also ignited for Dancing with the Stars when his bro, Joey Lawrence, appeared on the show. Of course, there have been plenty of other examples of celebrities hooking up on Dancing with the Stars, including Marcio Amesky and Emma Slater. Let's take Cheryl's advice for what it is. Dancing with the Stars seems to be either a perfect matchmaker or an outright relationship torpedo. Dancers beware! Alright. That is it for TMZ Celebrity News, and that is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. So anyway, we're going to put our final break in here, and we're going to call it a day. So there you go. Anyway, so I'm just going to put this commercial break in and our music, and I think we'll call it a day, guys. So there you go. We'll probably have to go swimming later today. I don't know. I might have to stop the recording later. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I'm going to finish off the show. We're going to play Latch featuring Sam Smith. And then after that, we'll play Yeah, let's just play Imagine Dragons on top of the world. That seems okay. Anyway, to close out the show for music, we're going to play Disclosure, Latch, featuring Sam Smith. And then after that, we'll play Imagine Dragons on top of the world for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will hopefully be back on June 4th. Be sure to check out those reunion photos on our website at tfxradio.rf.gd. But until next time, I'll see you on Tuesday, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.